name there is healing. Yes. And in your name there is life. And we claim that for each of us, yes, the power that you give us, the healing to restore us, yes, and life to live, yes, a life of freedom, redemption, and walking in the way that you have predestined us. Father, how much more can we say thank you, Abba, that you love us, and that you care for us. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, team. Now I've got to read the notices and my eyes are filled with tears. So that's going to be a challenge. Good morning, everybody. If you aren't feeling welcome yet, then I need to pray for you. I think we all felt the presence of God this morning. So I just want to welcome each of you. The Father's house is a wonderful place to be. It is an intergenerational and intercultural community where we love God and we love people and we love each other and we live in a community where we care for each other. So I welcome, is there anybody here this morning that's with us for the first time? No. Anybody online who's here for the first time, God bless you and welcome. Well, are you here for the first time? Oh, welcome. Welcome. God bless you. Can I also ask that the collection bags would start to come around. You did receive a card from us to fill in. You did. We promise we won't spam you. We'll just contact you. And this morning, we are doing birthdays as we normally do. We love birthdays. And Peter Euster, happy birthday today. God bless you. And Mary Myberg, I think she was here earlier this morning. Is she here? Mary? Happy birthday, Mary. And Liam Peterson and Mackenzie Pinar and Blake Harnick. Oh, is it your squad team?
No, he's 18.
Oh, 18. Life begins at 18. Lydia Marks on the 9th and Bernie Ponison on the 10th. And Karis Hutton. And on the 11th, it's Peter Hayward. Uncle Peter. Okay, and we have a special announcement, which is the Heart to Heart Ladies event on Saturday. Thank you for all those that have registered, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. Those who have not yet paid, you can pay into the church's account and do an EFT. Just say it's for the ladies' event, or I will be in the foyer if you would like to pay me this morning. But we're looking forward to it. We have an info night. If you've been coming to church for a while and are thinking of joining, it'll be your best decision ever, then you are invited to attend an info night next on the 9th of September at 1900 at the church. And we have a believer's baptism. Our next date for believer's baptism is the 28th of September. Please contact the church office if you would like to be baptized. And then I'd like to call Tim Witter. Uncle Tim. I always said Mr. B is so part of the church, he can never... I said, I hope I die before he does, because he has to be around.
Yeah, thank you, Veronica, for that great introduction. Amazing. You're blessed, eh? You're special. As are all of you. We planning, is it up there? On the 20th of September, another hike. It's time to get out of the winter clothes, no? Put your shorts on and your T-shirts. We're doing Newlands Forest again, but this is a longer one. At least 8.5 kilometers. So if your name is in the group, you would have got a message in the weekend. Okay, everybody put their hands that are in this group. Yeah, yeah, there's already a group of... Oh, okay, see, Aaron is also in the group. In any case, if you want to go on the hike, or you want to tell us you're going on a hike, is he going to watch me? I'll be outside with a clipboard. Okay, we need your name and address so I can... Your name and phone number and bank details. But I will then add you to the group. Is that fine? Thanks.
Tim, do you have paramedics on the trip as well? Because then I might consider coming. thank you for that, Tim. And we have holistic care, the information regarding the pastoral care, counseling or marriage counseling, please contact the church. Then our regular meetings, corporate prayer at 7:45 and 9:45 in the morning. Our services start at 8 and at 10. Family worship and family service last Sunday of the month at 10. There is no 8 o'clock service on the last Sunday of the month. Shine Sundays at 9:55. And please sign in as from 9:40. Squad 789, and your leader is on the way. Sundays, the second service only. No squad 789 during the family service and worship. You see, that's why I told a couple this morning, we're very rowdy, but we're a wonderful bunch. Youth every Friday at 7 o'clock the evening at the church. Fusion 19 to 35. The next meeting will be on Sunday the 21st of September between 5 in the afternoon and 7 o'clock the evening. And ladies' meetings every Wednesday at 9:30 in the morning. And it's a meeting not to be missed. That's not loud enough. And the classics, the first Friday of the month at 9:30. Will you do it for the classics? That's not fair, is it, that they didn't say anything? Okay, and the Connect Nights, the next Connect Night will be at the 10th of September at 7 o'clock at the church. This Wednesday, we will have a bring and share. So come along and enjoy fellowship together. The contact details for the church, there we go. It's for you to make a wonderful donation. And if you're coming to the ladies, you can pay it into that account. Could we have the tithes and offerings? I won't put you on the spot, Zenaide. Father God, we just come together as your children and as a family to say thank you for your goodness that is upon us every morning and your faithfulness that never ceases. So, Father, we thank you for these gifts that we could return to you. Thank you that you've blessed us, that we may bless you. Father, I pray for those that have not been able to give. I pray that you would bless them, Lord, that they would be able to share in giving to you. So we just pray that we would be faithful stewards to that which you have given us and which we pay into the church. So we just thank you for your kindness, your generosity, and your love for us. Amen. Okay, and then I can hand over to Connie, or to Tim. Connie, an amazing alpha leader, and I will let you continue.
Woo! Not supposed to do that. I'm recovering from laryngitis, but I just had to. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Yesterday morning, my morning started with Nikki and Pippa Gumbel's Bible in 1 Year, and the topic was God's anointing. And it started like this. Do you realize that right now you are anointed by God? Anointing is not just for special Christian leaders or speakers. It's for everyone. almost like Oprah. It's for you, and it's for you, and it's for you. But you know, unlike Oprah's, it's limitless. Oprah's is limited to a room full of people and a thing. With God, it's limitless, and it's for everyone, everywhere. Do you know that this anointing gives you the power over sin? It gives you the power over temptation and evil. It gives you access to God in prayer, so that you're not only able to pray for yourself and your family, but for others too. It gives you access to worship, like the wonderful worship we just had now, so that you are able to worship God in spirit and in truth, just the way it's supposed to be. This anointing enables you to proclaim God's message to other people and to encourage and disciple other people. This anointing enables you to love. And all of the above is pointless without that love. And this is the anointing you get from God when you allow him into your life and make you his personal savior. So I, this morning, why am I talking to you about all this? I'm not here to give the sermon. Because in May 2025, we started our 2025 Alpha term, and we finished in mid-July. It's short, but quite intense, where we invite anybody who wants to know more about and have questions about Jesus, Holy Spirit, prayer, the Bible, etc. On this 12-week program, where we create a safe space for all these questions and opinions to be discussed confidentially and non-judgmentally. And this morning, I would like to honor the Alpha volunteers and all those who have contributed in some way to make the term possible and to help to make it a success. So, Alpha team, I would like you to come to the front, please. All the co-hosts, all the hosts, please, will you come to the front and stand next to me? Hello. Hello. I was a bit worried there. I thought, did they come? Anyway, just stand here. The intercessors who pray for the team and the small groups, please come. The I also would like Tim Buerta and Yvonne Buerta, please, will you come to the front? Because you so unselfishly gave of your time to mentor and guide and assist us. So please, even though you stepped down, you still made a point of assisting us. Greg and Gay and Cecilia, please, will you come to the front? Are they here? No. Okay. You know, the three of them, okay. And then our admin lady, Loretta. She couldn't make it this morning because she's got eye infection. But we thank her too. Now, people, you know that Mondays can be a bit of a challenge day for many. And as we say in Afrikaans, Maandag is 'n bietjie opdraand. Dit wil sê, it goes uphill on a Monday. But you know, and of course, when it's winter, that's just like the cherry on top. And we had it through winter, but these people diligently came to church every Monday evening, straight after work. They leave their nice, cozy homes and families to serve at Alpha and only get home close to 10, some after 10, those who live a bit further away from the church. And I want to honor all of them today and just thank you for walking in your anointing and being so committed. To Greg and Gay and Cecilia for turning up every Monday evening with the most amazing meals and dishing up not only the wonderful meal, but also dishing up smiles and laughter for everyone whose plate they filled. For the intercessors who pray through the prayer requests so diligently behind the scenes, you are amazing. Thank you so much. And you know, those prayers start way before Alpha and way after Alpha. For Jason Skippers, who leaves his beautiful wife and two girls to provide us with awesome worship on our Holy Spirit weekend away. For Tim Feeder, yes, give them a hand. For Tim Feeder, who leaves his beautiful wife and children to facilitate the Holy Spirit weekend. We honor you today, Tim. Thank you. And then besides this, there are people in this congregation, and maybe some who came to the earlier service, who made it financially possible for participants to attend the Holy Spirit weekend away. We want to thank you too. And we are going to flight a few testimonies, and I have one live testimony in this morning, so that all of you can see just how you are helping to transform lives for the kingdom of God, so that people can be encouraged also here and who are listening by God's Holy Spirit's amazing transformational power. So can we just stretch out our hands to these awesome people here and pray a blessing over them? So Father God, we just thank you for the Alpha volunteers and everybody else who supports Alpha, Lord. We just thank you, and we pray your blessing over them. We pray your blessing over their families who so willingly allow them to come and serve. We pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will continue to minister into their hearts and over their lives, the special anointing that you have put into them. And Lord, we pray that you will prepare them for Alpha 2026 and everybody else who is wanting or thinking of serving next year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Tim. Yes, the testimonies.
Hi, I'm Trevor. My wife and I decided to go on the Alpha course to see what we could learn from it. Being mature Christians, you think that you have learned it all. I was totally surprised to find out that there was so much more I could learn from other people. Our interaction sessions after seeing the video clips was the highlight of my Mondays at the Alpha course. I look so forward to every Monday sessions where I could interact with other people. I received tremendous amount of knowledge from the people in my group, young and old. The Holy Spirit weekend was my highlight as I experienced the Holy Spirit working in me and transforming me from my generational curses. I never knew what real love was, as I've never experienced such love as a child. There was never love shown in our house, and this was always caused a blockage in my Christian walk. I truly had a divine touch from the Holy Spirit on the Saturday. The Holy Spirit revealed to me what true love was. I experienced the tangible love of the Father and just laid in His presence, soaking it all in. I'm so grateful to everyone who was a part of the Alpha course and the organizers. And all I can say is, job well done. I would encourage everyone who has never done the Alpha course to do so. I highly recommend it.
My prayer was that I want to experience God's love in such a tangible way. I want to experience the rawness and like the intimacy of God's love and the extent thereof, because growing up in a Christian home, you know Jesus loves you. You sing about it in Sunday school, but knowing that Jesus loves you and experiencing that love is totally different, and I can vouch for that now, you know. And that was my prayer going into the Holy Spirit weekend, is that I want to be healed from all of these things that I'm struggling with, and I want to be set free, and I really want to experience God's love. And He did that and more. So Alfred really just acted as a catalyst, honestly, for all of these things that I've been praying for. And as Pastor Tim said, it's not a magic wand that's just waved, you know, over the Holy Spirit weekend and everything is perfect. Afterwards, you know, you still deal with temptation. You still have to fight off the lies of the enemy. But dealing with things like that now feels so much easier, because I know Jesus loves me. I know that He's overcome already. I have this joy inside of me that no matter what I deal with, I know God is going to bring me through it, because He's brought me through so much already, and He set me free from things that, like I said, I've really been dealing with for such a long time, and I've been trying to fight it off in my own strength, and I just could not get it right. So God's love, grace, and mercy was really just poured over me during that Holy Spirit weekend. And what that has meant for me is, yeah, I don't think I'd ever be able to put it into words. All I can do is thank God every day and live out that gratitude and be bold in my faith, so that I can tell other people about it in a loving, gentle, kind way, and just hope that God works in their heart like He has worked in mine. I am so grateful to God for everything that He has not only done for me, but who He is, and the love that He has shown and bestowed upon me. It's amazing. I cannot think why Jesus would love me this much, but He does. So yeah, I would say that anyone that is wanting to just grow in their relationship with God, do Alpha. If you have the smallest question, if you have the tiniest desire in your heart, you know, to just experience God's love or experience deeper fellowship within the church or whatever it is, yeah, I think that if you trust God for it and stay committed on the Alpha journey, God will really honor that, because that's what He's done for me. And I cannot look back to my habits and, you know, how I was before, trying to do things in my own strength, trying to do life in my own strength. I can only look forward and find my identity in the Word, and seek out, you know, who has God called me to be, and try my best to live according to that every single day with the help and the strength that I get from God.
Hi everyone. I have done Alpha this year, and it's been a life-changing experience. Alpha has helped me to understand and know who I am in Christ. I've learned, well, I've always been in Christ, you know. I've learned to get over the doubting myself, not feeling worthy of myself, always thinking when I've made a mistake, God doesn't forgive, He doesn't see me. But I've learned in Alpha that He sees me, you know. God sees us in the way that we can't even comprehend how He sees us. He just loves us the way we are, and it's one of the most amazing things to experience. Alpha has helped me find community. I've met so many wonderful people in my group. Amazing people. I've learned so much from them. The way they do things, the way they pray. We all are different. We approach things different. And in Alpha, I've learned a lot in that aspect, you know. I approach things differently, the way I pray. My thinking is different. I'm not so hard on myself like I used to be, because I know God loves me as I am, faults and everything. He just loves me because He just sees me. Since just starting my relationship with Christ again, it's completely different. The love that I feel from God is just different. And with Alpha, I've just learned to let go. I was a lot fearful. It's one thing that has always kept me from having that close relationship with God. And basically on the camp, I've just learned to let go. I've learned that the Holy Spirit is my friend. He's kind. He's gentle. He meets you where you're at. And I've just learned to let go. I'm more relaxed in that sense, where I just take it as it comes, you know. And I would encourage anyone to do the Alpha course. It's an amazing journey. It's only the start. It's only the beginning of your walk with Christ. But it's a beautiful beginning. You will learn a lot. I have learned a lot about myself. And I'm just looking forward to getting to know myself in Christ even more better, and to have a much more meaningful relationship and intimate relationship with Christ. Thank you to everyone who has been involved in the Alpha. You guys are all amazing, and you do make a difference in people's lives.
I came to the Lord at the age of about 24, and it has been one of my most cherished and important life decisions. I just always felt the Lord's presence surrounding and guiding me. When I was around about the age of 30, I was diagnosed with a tumor in my lower left leg. I was operated on twice, resulting in my entire left calf muscle and some leg tissue to be removed, and I underwent rigorous post-op radiation therapy sessions to kill the growth. The operation resulted in an incision of about 30 centimeters, and also caused me to walk on crutches for quite a few months in order to rehabilitate myself. Praise be to the Lord that the growth was found to be benign, and after about 6 months I was fully healed. I always enjoyed playing sports and being an avid sports person, and I was able to return and play again. I took up and I started doing some strength training courses, and again, praises to the Lord, I'm currently able, not to boast, to actually squat around 200 kilograms. I was also recently able to achieve my black belt in karate. Again, all praises to the Lord. From the initial outset and during and after the operation, my walk with the Lord was quite good. But life has since gotten very busy. Ensuring the kids and my beautiful wife are loved and cared for, the everyday grind of work And its never-ending deadlines sort of pushed me to a state where I was neglecting my relationship with the Lord. Made me feel guilty as I was just using the Lord more as a means to an end. Especially when it comes to, to difficult times. And there's no one else that can help but the Father. The Alpha Course has given me the opportunity to reflect and reassess my relationship with the Lord. It has once again come to cement the love that I know the Father has for us and the gentle persuasions He uses to get us back on track. Through the super delicious meals, awesome newly founded Alfian companions, and their powerful testimonies, I've learned and come to realize once again the awesome wonder of having a very close relationship with the Lord. The course has reignited my vigor for serving the Lord, and it has given me a greater insight in terms of how one can journey and follow the path of staying close to the Lord. The Alpha Weekend, of course, was one of the highlights, and it allowed me to draw even closer to the Lord. I could feel His presence that weekend, and it's something that I'll never forget. It will always be with me. Thank you once again, Alpha. Thank you, Auntie Connie. Thank you to all the chefs and all the wonderful people and the entire team for creating such a wonderful opportunity. It will forever remain and stay with me. Thank you once again. God bless.
Hi, everyone. My husband and I were very indecisive about whether to join Alpha or not, as we considered ourselves to be very mature Christians. And we were under the impression that it was for new Christians and back to basics kind of thing. And of course, we know all of that. We decided to join anyway, even if it was to make new friends and see what the hype was all about, the food that everybody was talking about. And maybe there was something we could even learn from this course. I now have to admit that I've never experienced such in-depth teachings and discussions we had in our group. I could be so authentic with my feelings and not feel one bit threatened about sharing my input, which has always been an issue to me in the past. I learned how to converse in a group discussion, which has never been my forte. Holy Spirit Weekend, of course, was the cherry on the cake. I went with great expectations to receive a breakthrough for something I trusted God for so many years. And guess what? The breakthrough happened, and I believe it was the start of something great to follow. To end off Alpha Course was definitely a great attribute to my life. I would recommend it very strongly to everybody who has never attended one. It freed me from the frustration of trying to be perfect and just to be me. And by the way, the food was exceptional.
Wow. I'm just going to call Zunaid up. Yes, where are you? There you are. You want to come quickly?
Hi everyone. They said I can't speak for too long, so I'll give 3 minutes. I'll do more in the 3 minutes than the book it did in 80. But it's fine. Sorry. Anyways, so hi everyone. My name. Hi everyone. My name is Zunaid. So I did Alpha this year. Obviously, that's why I'm standing here now. And just to summarize my Alpha journey in one word, it would just be sight. For the first time in a very long time, I just got a chance to see the way that the Lord was working in my life, see the way that He was working in other people's lives, see people's growth from week 1 to week 12. I just got a chance to just see. And it was the Holy Spirit weekend is something that you've heard over and over again. And I was like, yo, okay, I'm hearing these stories about these people are falling over, these people are running off. And I'm like, okay, now I also want to experience the Holy Spirit for the first time. So I was like, Lord, if you're going to let me experience the Holy Spirit, I want to be witness to it. I don't want to have to be like, yo, I don't remember what happened the next day. Like, I don't want it to be that feeling. I want to know what was going on. So I think it was the second day, the Saturday evening, we started worshiping. And then I started, like, experience Holy Spirit as usual. Sorry. And then, like, you know that feeling? The only way I can describe experience the Holy Spirit is, like, you know when... Okay, for the older generation, when you're busy on your laptop and you don't know what to do, so you ask your grandson to come over, and then, like, you take a step back and you let them sort out your problem that was going on. So that's what it felt like. Like, I was pushing through, and I just let the Lord take over, and I was, like, stepping aside, and God was just working through me. And shame poor Darian, like, oh my word, when I opened my eyes, my snot and tears was all over his jacket, but it's okay, it's all good. And, you know, so the first week of Alpha, after you get divided into your groups, spoiler alert, you sacrifice a lamb with blood and everything that you drink from this cup. No, I'm joking. You don't do that. Okay. But what you actually do is you have to write down, sorry, okay. You have to write down your expectations of the 12 weeks. And I wrote down my expectations and whatnot. And I'm sorry to say, but my expectations were not met, actually, unfortunately. It's okay. It's okay. Instead, what I witnessed was God was building a foundation, and I got to see God create an environment for one day those expectations to be met. And it wasn't going to happen in the 12 weeks. It's going to happen on God's time. And whenever that is, that's going to be on whenever God lets those expectations be met. And that's okay. So to anybody that wants to do Alpha, I encourage you, please sign up for whatever reasons you want to do it. But also, just be expectant of what God is going to do. And have an open heart to what will happen. And just be open. Yeah, just be open. Thank you.
All right. Wow, Connie. Firstly, Zunaid is going to be preaching not too long from now. So I'm giving, that was a taster, giving you a heads up, okay? We've had a preaching school running not too long ago. And in fact, just before my incident, So I thought, I'm seeing faces that I don't know. So my name is Tim. I've not been in church for, I think, almost a month. But I'm still a member of this church. I sent an email through to the office. I said, I have not left. I'm not resigning. I'm still here. But, you know, the Lord has always got a plan. And so more than a month ago, we started a preaching school, and Zunaid, Ruben is teaching at the moment there by a squad, and a whole couple of these guys, Gurley, hey, Diddy, in fact, where is Nella? Is Nella not here? Oh, is he at the back? Is he there? Okay. You're still going to hear that guy. He's coming. And then Johan and Lynette were also there. And Johan did a service not too long ago. It was very, very powerful. You know, what I realized is that I didn't know that the Lord was preparing something. I didn't know what was coming. So I injured myself quite badly. And I'm still on recovery. But at least there's a way forward. But that's not even the thing that I wanted to mention before I got... Till when do I have? 2 o'clock. Okay. What? I'm making up for the month. No. We won't be too long. But I was lying in bed, eh? And I was saying, Lord, what is going on? And then I just heard the Father say, I was one step ahead. God is always one step ahead. And he said to him, I'm going to let you rest. And I said to him, Lord, I've seen people healed. you know, you've allowed me to be part of that, lay hands on the sick and I've seen them healed. I know you can heal me. And he said, don't you worry about that. You rest. And so I've been watching online, and every time I put that thing on, and I'm like, wow, Lord, the preaching, the worship. Do you know, you have to actually step back to appreciate. And I want to say thank you this morning for the eldership that have all stepped up. These men and women here that have been just running the services. There was a moment, I'll be honest with you, I felt like, Lord, is this like my job is over now? You know? Hey, Mr. B. And I realized, you know, this is what the body of Christ is all about. I've got a short message, and I want to tag it off Alpha. Because someone said here, Alpha is only the beginning. That's why it's called Alpha. It's the beginning. But God has got a purpose for your life. And I've titled this short message, Staying Focused on Purpose. Do you know that Jesus lived a purposeful life? He knew exactly, it's good to see you, he knew exactly what his assignment was. And I am saddened, honestly, I'm saddened to see people that don't know what their purpose is. You know, when you just wake up in the morning on a Monday and you get into your car or you grab a taxi or however you get to work and you do your job and then you come home and you eat your meal and maybe you watch one little episode of something and then you go sleep and the next day you wake up in the morning and you get into your transport and you get to work and if life becomes a cycle of just routine with no purpose, no direction. And this morning, well, I'll tell you, this whole month, I've been thinking about this. That Jesus was purposeful, and he stayed focused on it. I don't know about you, but life throws things, and it makes you feel sometimes tired. Emotionally, spiritually, physically tired. Life has this way of just bringing things to you. But Jesus stayed focused. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." You know this verse. Declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Even God himself has got plans. He doesn't just exist. Imagine God just existed with no plan, with no purpose. He formed you in your mother's womb and he looked at you and he said, I know exactly who you're going to be. And I know exactly what you're going to do. And if we follow his ways and his will, we walk into his purpose. Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You see, you're not just a result from a big bang. You're not just a result from, oh, somebody maybe didn't think about the night of passion. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And 9 months later, here you arrive. No, it doesn't even matter how you were conceived. The fact is that God planned your life even before you knew. And so I had a whole month to think about this, about purpose. And I came to this scripture that might just confuse you slightly, but the Word of God will always fulfill what it's meant to fulfill. Amen. So John 2, can you put John 2 up? And this is Jesus' first miracle. John 2, verse 1 to 10, and it says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, turn to somebody and say, the wine was gone. Now you listen to the way they say wine, okay? Any conservatives here today, Pentecostals, like I grew up Pentecostal, you can come and have a talk with me about this afterwards. But when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no wine." Now listen, listen to this. I thought, man, Jesus' response, "Woman, why do you involve me?" And then he says, "My hour has not yet come." Focus. Focus. Verse 5, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now I can just imagine my mom giving me the look. The wine is up. It's not my problem. I'm just here as a guest. She doesn't even say anything further. She just tells, "Hey, you guys do whatever he says." In other words, you're going to make this. You're going to sort it out. You're going to make it happen. I'm not saying anything more. Mothers, you need to call out the purposes of your children. And I'm going to say this to the fathers too, because I tell you, my wife and I are working with the youth in this church. They need you. They need you to call out their purposes. They need to hear from you and from me and from us what lies inside of them. Now, I'm going to shock you a little bit. Because everybody reads that and they see a woman speaking to the Lord. But I want to tell you, it's a mother speaking to a son. And she says to her son, "I know what you can do." Now, I don't know, maybe one day, while Jesus was growing, right, from 12 to 30, because we don't know what happened between 12 and 30 years, that maybe one day Joseph was home. And Joseph said, "Mama, get me some wine." And Mary went and looked, and the wine was gone. It was up. And she said, "Jesus? Jesus? Can you organize something here?" I'm serious, right? You know, when he was 12, he was in the temple, and you know what? After all that stuff had happened, they were looking for him for 3 days. What Mary, the Bible says, Mary took everything and kept it guarded in her heart. She knew something. She saw something. She knew something. Parents, when you look at your children, what do you see? You got to see it. We have a, man, I'm so proud. 200 kgs, where's Mervin? Mervin? But one day I want to see you take this man on. I think he goes to 250. But you know, I'm really proud of my children. I've got a daughter that is going to New York in November for ballet. And they are somewhere here, so I don't want to embarrass them, but you know, her diligence, we don't wake her up. She wakes herself up, she wakes us up. And she goes, and every day she does her routine, fitness routine. We don't do anything. We've not once had to say, "You better go do your routine." And we saw something. And so the day came when an opportunity that came to her, I sat with my wife and I said, "Shavs, how can we not allow this to happen?" I didn't look at numbers. You know, when as a parent, when you realize this is going to happen because I see the potential that God has placed. And so you go and you just, your faith level just rises. And before we knew it, the ticket was paid, everything was paid for, and we're getting excited, you know. And so I want to share this because then a week ago, we are ready to do the visa, just now this weekend. So my wife goes online and she books this thing, and a couple of days later, I said to her, because I know the visa process for the U.S. I said, where's the appointment? And she said, no, nothing came in. Went onto the website, realized it was a big scam. So now, you know, you face these things, right? You see what God is doing, and the enemy comes to distract you. So I said to Sean, because obviously panic came in, particularly with my wife, and I said to her, no. I said, I refuse. We did not come this far with the Lord for that trip, just to be cut off by a visa scam. And so we go on to the proper website, and now we're checking to see, because the date, we need the date. She needs to leave in November. We go all the way through, and we see the earliest date available is after the trip. So I'm like, okay, Lord, this is not going to happen. Not like this. I came with a scripture, and the scripture the Lord gave me was, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. And so I said, Shavs, no need to worry. Worry is that guy that has a lot to say and he does nothing. What a waste of time. You said, no, see, think about it. You sit at night and you worry. Nothing's changing. So I said, no, we're not going to worry. We're going to pray. We prayed. We said, Lord, we need that date. And I'm saying this to those that I sent a message to. I said, please pray with us. You know, the next morning, went to sleep. The next morning, we do that visa application again. And we had to, you know, we went all the way. It says date after. She picks up the phone, phones the embassy. The lady hears her out. And the lady says, no, I've got an available date early November. And so we're like, oh, you see now, we could have worried all night. You could have stayed up all night. The Lord already had it sorted. That lady said to her, we just had a cancellation. I hope I'm encouraging somebody. Because you can't sit and worry. You cannot. And so what does Jesus' mom say to the servants? Do whatever he tells you. Do you know that the miracle is unlocked by obedience? We have to obey the Lord and His word. We got to stay true to His word. As soon as we sway away, we drift off, and anxiety and all these things come and they want to attach. You just got to go back. What does the word say? Do not be anxious about anything. That's Philippians 4. But in all things, bring your request to the Lord. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I don't know who's sitting here today, and if you're worrying and if you're anxious, you just got to be obedient to what the word says. You got to follow what Jesus said to you. What is your assignment? And so Jesus goes and he turns this water into wine. And the thing that it hit me was that Jesus knew the significance of the moment. He said, my hour has not come, but the mother knew. And I'm going to explain this in the next 5 minutes. What was the significance of turning water into wine? First miracle. You have to go all the way back to Moses. Moses comes before Pharaoh, first plague, to turn the river Nile water into blood. Reason why was because the river Nile was known to be something that would bring some miracle, fertility miracle through a god. There were in fact two gods that they believed, the Egyptians believed, controlled the river Nile. And so what Moses had to do was to show that God, our Father, is above every other god. And so the turning of the water into blood was the judgment on the gods of Egypt, on Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Jesus took the cup at the Last Supper, and he said, drink this wine. This is my blood. And so the turning of the first miracle of Jesus turning the water into wine was him showing that he is the one that's going to bring redemption. He is the one that's going to bring forgiveness of all sin. The blood in the Old Testament brought the judgment of God. The blood in the New Testament brought the redemption and salvation. And so, here's the thing that mom didn't know. Was that when he turned the water into wine, all of heaven, and I'm talking about the heavenlies, even the demonic, realized who he was. Which meant his assignment was known in the heavenlies. And Jesus knew that as soon as his assignment is known, the enemy is not going to be happy. You know what the Lord said to me? You got to know your moment. I know. So I went with you. You got to know the moment of significance when your assignment gets known. I know the Lord could have healed me quickly in the last month, but I had to sit and I had to look and I had to reflect and I had to realize my assignment. I'm still here. The Lord has still got things to do through you. That's why the enemy is not happy. That's why he will come and he will attack your family. That's why he'll come and he'll attack your thoughts. And he'll bring whatever he can to stop you, Terrence, from your assignment, man. You got to fulfill your assignment. And I'm going to land this here. It doesn't matter what he brings. You know, I'm laughing at the enemy. He tries to tackle your finances to stop you. Then he can't get that right. So what does he do? He tackles your family. Then he puts you out health-wise. You're sitting in hospital all of a sudden. Why? It's trying everything, but every time he's failing. Every time, in fact, all he's doing is he's making you more and more. This is how I feel. I'm not just ready. I'm ready. I was like, come on, bring it on. Father says, the Lord is doing things in this church. We have an assignment. Our assignment includes multicultural in an area where there's not many churches like this. Our assignment includes intergeneration. Just look around you. In a culture where there's separation. Young people, old people. We have an assignment. And the enemy will not be very happy, but we don't care. Because there are 2/3 of heaven compared to the 1/3. And that's why I refuse to focus there. There's 2/3 of heaven standing with us. And I want to say the same for your personal life. God has an assignment. Do you know your assignment? Are you focused or have you been distracted by the things of life? This morning, as we pray, I know the Holy Spirit's here because, man, at worship, Jason and Jillian and Chrissy, Jose, my daughters were asking, how do they pronounce it? Jose in Spanish this morning. Jose, yeah. So I was going to call you Jose this morning. He's not done. He's not done with you. He's not done with your family. Church, he's not done. God is not done with Father Sass. So I ask you to bow your heads with me. Lord, you are faithful. And you know all things. If you're here this morning, I have to start with this because Jesus' blood was shed for you. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord, you've never ever received Him as your Lord and Savior, then I want to give an opportunity quickly just to pray with you and to introduce you to this Jesus. If you're here this morning, you can just say to Him, it's me. You can raise your hand to say, it's me, and I would love to pray with you. And I take it that everyone here knows Jesus. But if you're here, and maybe you know your assignment, but things have come, and they've distracted you, then I want to pray with you, and I'm going to ask you, just wherever you are, you can just stand there. So I know who I'm praying with. And we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. You see, even as you stand, I believe you are prophetically standing because you are revealing in all of heaven, to all of heaven, that you have an assignment. And I also just sense that some have been so disappointed, so hurt, that you just kind of left that thing. And God is going to heal your heart this morning. He's going to do it. He's already started. Because what He's given you needs to be fulfilled. The very words of Jesus, it is finished. You know, every believer, every child of God, one day needs to be able to say, it is finished. I've done, Lord, what You've called. And you know, the Bible says, and Jesus will stand before you and say, well done, my faithful servant. So we're going to pray, Father, right now. We ask You to touch every person who's standing, Lord. They have an assignment. They know the assignment. Lord, whatever has brought distractions, whatever has brought hurt, whatever has brought disappointment, we cancel in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that can come up against You, Lord. And so I thank You right now that reignite within, Lord, a fire for Your assignment. I pray that You strengthen them right now, Lord. Clarity of vision. And this is what I want to say to you this morning. See beyond what you've seen before. Ask the Lord to show you even more. And I pray, Father, right now, even as they leave this place, there will be opportunities, doors that begin to open for them to walk through in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to say one more prayer, if that's okay. And you can, if you don't know your assignment, then I want you to stand. If you don't know your purpose, you don't know your assignment, okay? And we're going to pray. Because He's faithful, I know the Lord will always answer. You'll always come through. There's a scripture that came to me this week. You have not because you've asked not. It's a simple thing. That when we ask, He responds. And so I'm going to say this prayer, but I just want you to, in your heart, to say the same prayer. That Lord, show me my assignment. Show me my purpose. I'm reminded of Abram and Sarah, and it didn't matter how old they were. The Lord came and gave them their purpose. And so I call, Father, right now out Your purposes for their lives, Lord. They are not to live just routinely, but they are meant to fulfill what You have laid out for them. And so I thank You, Lord. I want to encourage you, as the Lord reveals this, write it down. Write it down. Keep it before you. Whenever you feel like you're getting into a rut, bring it out. Read it. I am here to fulfill this. This is my purpose. And I know this sounds very almost like purpose-driven, you know. But I'll tell you something. If Jesus did not do that every day, He would never have fulfilled it at the cross. And so write it down. If you need help, ask somebody to help you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I have to land. One last thing. I realized this month, how important community is. That's why, sorry, I was crying during worship. I was listening to the worship, and I'm like, Lord, I miss this. Oh, man. You got to have people that can see you for who you really are. That can tell you who you really are. And I think in life, it's I don't know what it is in the society that we're living today. It's very hard somehow to find that. Church, that's what we're meant to be. It's easy to point out faults. But I tell you, when you see somebody through heaven's eyes and you say, come on, man, I see the fault, but I call you out for who you really are. That's what Mary did to Jesus there. She saw something. And so I want to encourage you. This Connect Nights is part of what we do for community so that you can get to know people that can speak life into you. Like Alpha, you heard those testimonies. Speak life. That can tell you, come on, you are more than that. Wednesday night, bring a picky course. I don't know how it's working. Okay. Diddy's not cooking for everybody. Bring something to share. Come get to know some people. And I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. So the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. And until we see each other again, in Jesus' name, amen. Have some coffee next door.